Today's music is centered on Reign of Christ Sunday, the festival Sunday, today, that ends the church year. As we now sing of Christ's reign of peace and love, we soon sing for God to come among us in the upcoming seasons of Advent and Christmas. The hymns on the chimes are crowned with your richest crowns, and you servants of God, your sovereign proclaims. Following is the prelude, Seek Ye First, an arrangement by Douglas Wagner, presented by the St. John's Virtual United Voices. Next is the opening hymn, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name, which is also today's postlude, an organ setting by Walter Pelz. The hymn after the sermon is Jesus Shall Reign. And finally, today's anthem is a piano arrangement by Becky Sloglimeo of Fairest Lord Jesus, also known as Beautiful Savior or Beautiful Jesus.
Thank you. As we enter into our time of worship today, I want to say a special thank you to Minister of Music Andrew Paulson, who, in addition to providing our wonderful music, will also be reading our scripture lessons today, and to Reverend Dr. Kim Striak, my carryout connection partner in crime, who will be providing our children's message. Most importantly, I want to remind you, whenever and in whatever way we gather together, that no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, it is our deep desire in our time of worship today to meet you where you are and to share God's love, God's peace, God's comfort with you. So I invite you to take a deep breath. Invite God's Spirit to fill you and open you up as you inhale. And as you exhale, set aside all the worries and anxieties of the day. And join me as we reflect on today's theme. As Andrew shared with us earlier, today is Reign of Christ Sunday, which we see reflected in our theme this today, Reigning Compassion. This is the day that the church marks the end of the season known as Ordinary Time, although I have to say that this time has been anything but ordinary time, before we begin the season of Advent. I always thought it was a little funny that we had a special day set apart to lift up Christ as the most important person and force in the world, the church, and our lives. I mean, it seems a little obvious. Shouldn't every Sunday be Reign of Christ Sunday? But perhaps this time of year, and in this year in particular, we do need a special reminder. Times are extraordinary. And a lot of forces are competing for first place in our lives. In addition to the usual holiday onslaught of busyness, consumerism, comparison, and overcommitment of time and money, we've got political tension, countrywide collective grief, and pandemic pandemonium. We are weary, and quite frankly, it's coming out in odd and destructive ways. We are filled with fear and anxiety and worry, hiding from what is and bracing ourselves for what's next. All of it has the power to reign in our lives, in our communities, and in our very souls. I do not believe that today is a special day set aside to remind us that all of that stuff doesn't matter. And everything having to do with our human condition pales in comparison to the throne on which Jesus sits. But I do believe that today is a day for perspective. What matters to us matters to Christ. Jesus' reign is indeed one of compassion. He is beside us as we struggle, as we hustle, as we worry, as we wrestle, as we wonder. And as we, in the midst of it all, with everything we've got, seek to be people of compassion, grace, justice, and truth, today is a chance to stop, to breathe in God's Spirit, and to be mindful as we prepare ourselves to enter into the Advent season. Today is a chance to press pause, to step out of survival mode for just a moment, to look around, and to ask for God's eyes as we see. May we feel Christ's wisdom, Christ's peace, Christ's compassion reigning over us, surrounding us, becoming a part of who we are, even now as we gather together to worship. In the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Oh, hail, O Lord Jesus' name.
I invite you to join me in praying our prayer of confession out loud if you've got the words in front of you from our website or Facebook page, or simply by listening and praying along. Let us pray. Loving God, when we think of something or someone reigning, we often think of law and absolute authority, something that humans want and fight to have. We confess that it is hard for us to see the power in empowering others and the strength in strengthening those around us. Help us, God, to allow your compassion to be what rules our lives and what guides our thoughts, words, and actions. When we are tempted to choose that which the world tells us will put us in charge, remind us that you have charged us with sharing your love to each and every person we encounter each and every day. Amen. Friends, the good news this day and every day is that God meets us where we least expect it and in ways we don't expect. And this is good news because God continues to surprise us with grace, while all the while assuring us of unconditional, unending love. As we seek to extend that grace to others, God does not require us to be perfect, but a life of faith does require us to be aware of God's presence and God's gift of forgiveness. So grab a hold of that gift this day and allow it to change the way you live in this world. Amen.